What's the difference between the white powder of gold and the red lion powder?
I'm not really sure. You cannot get to the red lion without making the white first, and we have made the red from the white. But we've never administered the white to anybody other than myself, and I've never given the red to anyone.
Okay. At your last talk, you had mentioned that it takes 9 months for this stuff to rest or do something, and that lady had asked a question, what happens in that 9 months, and you mentioned it takes that long to turn it back into a metal or something, and I didn't quite understand your answer of why there's that 9 month waiting period after the white powder is made.
For getting to the metal?
Yeah. Or...
yeah, it's a resonance transfer into the nucleus, and we form the complex that should work. And if you take that immediately out of solution and try to get metal, it doesn't work. But we left it just by accident for about 8-9 months, and then we took it and it goes back to metal. So we said, gee, you know, this is really unusual. Now that I want monatomic, all I get is metal. But when I want a metal, all I get was monatomic. And what we find is there is a resonance transfer into the nucleus. And it's like if you can imagine applying a brake to a fast-spinning wheel, and over a period of time, slows down, until you get down to a point that it actually is in a high enough energy state, it'll go to metal. And until you get it up to that temperature, it just will not go to metal. And so we know it happens in 8 to 9 months.
Okay. Just one other thing. When you have a distended nucleus of gold, if it actually splits apart, what two elements does it turn into?
Gold becomes iron.
And what's the other one?
I'm not sure. It's actually that article in Scientific American lists all the elements and what they fragment into.
Okay.
And that's it's in a nice color chart. So just get the book and look at all of them. They'll tell you what all of them go to.
Thank you.
Okay.